This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
George Washington's stature and stamina were exceptional. But despite his best efforts, the nation's first president suffered through a lifetime of toothaches. Throughout his early years, young George experienced a number of illnesses, including smallpox, malaria, and a serious bout of influenza. In 1754, during the French and Indian War, the 23-year-old Washington lost his first adult tooth while serving at Fort Necessity. Soon after, he made dental care a priority, purchasing toothbrushes, powders, and paste to help clean his teeth. But the preventive measures were no match for mercurous chloride, a common ingredient in 18th century medicine that compromised his teeth and gums. Beginning in 1756, Washington endured severe toothaches, followed by tooth extractions nearly every year until being sworn in as the first president of the United States in 1789. With just one tooth intact, Washington received his first full set of dentures during his first term as president. Although many believed the president's teeth to be made of wood, later studies revealed the dentures were made of ivory or animal and human teeth, not wood. Washington's ongoing tooth problems also affected the shape of his face, leading to artist Gilbert Stuart's unflattering puffy-lipped depiction of him on the $1 bill. Slipping dentures caused him to sometimes lisp his S's, and dental discomfort even caused Washington to shorten his second inaugural address, only 30 seconds long, the most succinct in presidential history.